This is fresh.
Kizzle. Take off.
I seen emotion views. I took a trip or two. It opened up these loops. Came back to my city on them. Motivation moves. Motivation moves. Moves. I seen emotion views. I took a trip or two. It opened up these loops. Loops. Came back to my city on them. Motivation moves. Motivation moves. Moves. Came back with this heart of gold. Time to shine, explode, and unload and let them know. Never give up on your goals, no matter the course.
It's a local music Thursday on the Gary Sharp Show. Keep it pushing till your fullest flame. Big Kizzle. I like this. This is nice. Got a good sound. Big Kizzle 402 coming from Omaha. This song is called Motivation. I absolutely love it. Now, because he's going through a struggle right now, tough time, but was like, hey, I'm still making music. I'm still out here trying to spread some positivity. So I said, absolutely, we'll play some stuff. Because he's on Facebook right now, update on where you can find a lot of the music and a lot of stuff that Because he supports as well. Because he's spelled B-K-I-Z-Z-L-E. That's Because he's 402 on the Local Music Thursday on the Gary Sharp Show.
Just remember what your goal is.
That is new. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes,
it is. If you'd like to be featured here on Local Music Thursday for everyone else to hear the fantastic sound that is part of this program every Thursday, just send an MP3 clip or a link to George at 1620thezone.com. That's in the Equitable Bank inbox. A little information, and we will put you in the rotation. We got some high standards around here.
We do.
Oh, good start today, George. Thank you.
No problem.
Before I get into a couple of things that Scott Frost said last night, now that school is beginning Monday, winter conditioning is starting, spring game May 1. So instead of watching the Masters on the Saturday of the spring game, we will watch the Kentucky Derby. And we will wonder, between now and May 1, if there will be fans inside of Memorial Stadium. I would be disappointed if we got to May 1 and there were not at least a smattering of fans that were not related to the participants that got to enjoy the spring football. Even at, what, $10 a head, I think it would be at least something. But I think people, you get to May 1, you're going to want to watch some football. And we'll get some good weather. Couple of weeks, maybe it'll be nice shorts weather, George. Be sitting up in the North Stadium, 60 rows up, shirtless, watching the red-white game. Before we went to break, Tennessee has got some significant news that they have just announced. They have hired an athletic director. Danny White leaves Central Florida. Remember when Danny White was, we're going to make Danny White and Scott Frost a package deal to come to Lincoln? This is a home run hire by Tennessee. This is one of the best families involved in college athletics. Now, before you say, what are you drinking and why are you all of a sudden just going over the top? Let me tell you why this is a big hire for Tennessee. And Nebraska is tied into this because Lance Leipold has been hired one time by Danny White. And Tennessee needs a football coach, or they have former Nebraska assistant Kevin Steele remains as their interim coach. When we judge athletic directors, how do we judge their success? By their main hires, how much money they can raise, their longevity? Good athletic directors are in demand. Just look at the names that are popping up for the Pac-12 commissioner job that will be open midway through this year. With Larry Scott, it was inevitable that he was going to step down. His tenure was just not good at all. And it makes sense with all the dysfunction of the Pac-12 that of all days yesterday, late in the evening, that they would drop that Larry Scott is out. He was an account expense hog. He had the Pac-12 12 office in San Francisco, where they paid $7 million in rent a year. So that was inevitable. But look at some of the names that are popping up. Gene Smith of Ohio State. Greg Byrne, Bill Byrne's son, who was at Arizona in the Pac-12. His name is popping up. But when you think of good athletic directors, how do you judge how good they are? They're hires, right? They're hires in the major sport. Danny White knows what he's doing. And Danny White might be one of the best athletic directors in the country right now. And that's saying a lot for a guy that his two most significant stops have been Buffalo and Central Florida. Now, his dad, who is getting ready to retire, Kevin, is the athletic director at Duke, previously was the athletic director at Notre Dame. Danny White's brother, Mike, is the head basketball coach at Florida. He has another brother that is the athletic director at FAU in Boca Raton, Florida Atlantic. And then he's got a sister who I think she's still the assistant athletic director at SMU. So it's quite the athletic family. But if you want to judge who the best athletic directors are in the country, there's a lot of athletic directors we don't know their name, unless they're the athletic director at your school. Okay, national names we don't know so well. We know the Chris Del Conte, who is now at Texas and who did a great job at TCU. Just look at his hires there. And now he has made his most significant hire at Texas with Steve Sarkisian. Mentioned Gene Smith at Ohio State. Jim Phillips just left Northwestern, went to be the athletic director at the ACC. But how many realistically athletic directors do you know by name that are not at the school that you follow? Danny White is a name that everybody knows. He's a little brash. Tennessee probably will, you know, Tennessee might go, 3-9 next year and claim that they won the SEC. And once you've done that at Central Florida, you have to keep that theme, right? But why he might be amongst the best athletic directors in the country and why I know that he'll get the hire right for Tennessee. He hired two football coaches at Central Florida. One was Scott Frost. Scott Frost went 19-7 in 2 years. And then Frost leaves, inevitable that he would leave to go to Nebraska, and he hires Josh Heupel. Josh Heupel is 28-8. Ironically, Josh Heupel's name has been attached to the Tennessee job. But go back to Buffalo, where he hired Lance Leipold. Everybody around here knows Lance. They followed his career from Wisconsin Whitewater to what he's done at Buffalo. Leipold was telling people that he felt really good that he was going to be the next football coach at Illinois. But at the 11th hour, Bielema got the gig. Maybe not a bad thing. Sit and wait. You got a good deal at Buffalo. One of your top running backs just took his name out of the NFL draft, is coming back. Remember, Buffalo plays at Nebraska on 9/11. But Danny White hired Lance Leipold from a Division III school where he'd been a championship coach to run his program. He also, while he was at Buffalo, hired two basketball coaches. He hired Bobby Hurley. Bobby Hurley went 42-20 at Buffalo, then went to Arizona State. He also then had to pivot and make a next hire, and he hired Nate Oates. Did you know Nate Oates was at Buffalo before he went to Alabama, where right now Alabama might be the hottest team in all of college basketball? I think they just hit another three against LSU. Nate Oates at Buffalo, 4 years, two times, round of 32, 96-47. Danny White knows what the heck he's doing. That's a great hire by Tennessee. He's a guy that knows talent and makes the right hire. Now, he will have more resources to hire a football coach at Tennessee. He's kind of brash. He's relatively young, but he swings for the fences. And now he's got more, shall we say, he's got a longer bat at Tennessee. He's maybe swinging with 36 ounces, where at Central Florida he was at a 32-ounce bat. Great hire by Tennessee. Tennessee is the epitome of dysfunction. They may have gotten it right. Remember the other day we walked through and Tennessee and Nebraska from dysfunction administratively, struggles on the football field, fan base. Tennessee and Nebraska are kind of lumped together. You kind of feel that in terms of administrative ineptitude, Nebraska has fixed that. They've gotten past that. They made a more stable hire with their athletic director, and everybody got on the same page. This hire will start that transition at Tennessee. Now, will they have a stretch of 12 and 20 in 3 years? Who knows? But Danny White has a track record of hiring really good football and basketball coaches. Again, I think that hire is great. Quick break. We come back. One of his previous hires that is now at Nebraska spoke last night, Scott Frost, talked about the new guys. Again, amazing to me and that some of those guys you met for the first time. But they've got a lot of guys that are early enrollees that are on campus. But Scott talked about two things that stood out to me. What he's going to do with this open spot on his staff that is not on field, I think he's going to keep it as an analyst. Unless the right guy comes along, but I think we're probably sticking towards an analyst. He also gave you a little bit more insight on why Nebraska did not go to a bowl game. Did Scott err with how he presented that to his team? We'll get into that when you return. It's the Gary Sharp Show with George Brody Darren. Coming up at 1, Darren DeVries will join us at 1:30. So lots of basketball today. You're always welcome to join the conversation, 951-1620, or in the Equitable Bank inbox, where they take banking personally, Gary or George at 1620thezone.com, or on the JTech Construction Twitter feed at GarySharp1620, at MyAcesBlack04, or at the official Twitter handle of the show, at GarySharpShow.